Welcome back, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall, here for this Ask the Expert show. Happy to be here with you and our friends from Eggleston. Go to the website to find out more and find out how you can get involved at EgglestonServices.org. We've got some great guests with us here this hour, and we'll be here for the rest of this hour talking about the seasonal happenings with Eggleston. And we left before the news break. We were talking about the Eggleston Brain Injury Services side of things, traumatic brain injuries, non-traumatic brain injuries, and the Beacon House being a service that services and helps and supports people with traumatic brain injuries across Hampton Roads. Very exciting. We've been talking with Jamie and Teslin, and I do want to bring you guys back so we can, to start off this segment to talk a little bit more about brain injuries, because March, if I think everybody should be aware by the end of the show that March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and to, stand at the top of the building and shout it out to everybody listening that I'm going to ask you guys the question, what about brain injuries should people be aware of? What should the public be aware of that they're not aware of when it comes to people with TBIs and brain injuries?
I would say just don't forget that you never know who has one, and that it presents itself in different ways for many people. So even though somebody has a brain injury, they still might be able to drive, but they might, if they're in an accident or something, they might not have the best way to explain things. Anytime that people are out and they might have an accident or something, always encourage getting checked out, because you never know what you can do today might help you achieve later and prevent for later.
Yeah, yeah. And as you said, being a injury that you don't necessarily see when somebody hits their head or takes a fall, the ramifications of it can be severe and long lasting. So get checked out as soon as possible. That's a good word of advice.
So actually, I was going to say, Jamie and the team over at our Brain Injury Services have actually created a really great program to help create awareness for brain injuries, because as Jamie mentioned, you never know when is someone's had one or what their situation is. So I want to let Jamie tell you about it, because it was her brainchild, and she's, I think, in her third year now about her Headstrong program. So I want to let her tell you all about it.
Yeah, so like Kristen said, this is the third year I started this, because a lot of my outreach also centers on prevention of brain injury. And so this involves people decorating either bike helmets or hard hats with different themes. And a lot of the Beacon House members participate, and they choose themes that they want to create for their helmets. And I've had one, I love Legos, so I used a hard hat and glued Legos all to it. And people have really great themes. And then once some are finished, Eggleston has allowed me to really work with Sentara as a great partner as well. Sentara Virginia Beach General Hospital allows me to have tables in the lobby where I set up member helmets for people to view for about a month before the program. Then everyone who turns in a helmet, they're up for judging. And so we give out multiple awards, like most humorous and most creative, things like that. So that also gives a chance for the people with brain injuries to feel a great sense of accomplishment. And then probably in about the end of May, early June, is when we actually have a program to do the awards and show off the helmets, where I usually have some kind of speaker come in. Last year was Tidewater Music Therapy, and they did a music session with the team. So there aren't any specific dates, but helmets can always be created, and we'll be putting information out on social media. They'll probably be due in May to give us some time to judge the helmets and things, but definitely be on the lookout for that information coming up about when helmets are due, about more about the contest in general, and when the awards night will be.
Awesome. Now, this is called Headstrong,
yes,
right? How does somebody get involved if they have that creative, passion, and they want to create a neat helmet, something, unique and meaningful? How does somebody get involved to create a helmet for this competition and contest?
So people have done it different ways. They've reached out to me through email. And again, that email address is on the Eggleston website. Also, they can reach out to Eggleston in general, like through the social media, and they'll get that back to me. I actually also advertise, Sentara has let me advertise on their televisions in the hospital as well. So people have my phone number and our email address. And a lot of it is word of mouth also.
Great. Something to get excited about. And again, EgglestonServices.org is a website to go to get you started on that journey for Headstrong. And I want to bring into the conversation this show. We have Miss Natira. So glad to have you here, Natira. How are you? And tell us a little bit about your involvement with Eggleston.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yes, so Jamie is my brain injury advocate. I found her through a police advocate, actually, because I went to a rehab in Richmond called Sheltering Arms, and I heard about Eggleston, but I didn't know how to get into it. So after I left that rehab, I was told about Eggleston through my police advocate, and that's how I found Jamie.
So I want to back up a second, because I didn't do any justice to the show or with your involvement. So you're, I understand, a brain injury survivor.
Yes, sir.
That is partnered with Eggleston and is supported with Eggleston. And tell us a little bit about that. What got you first involved with Eggleston in creating that connection?
So what first got me involved is my brain injury itself. A little bit about me and how I got my brain injury was my younger brother, he was schizophrenic. He had a mental episode. He injured me with a sword. I had a total of about 5 injuries, including my brain injury to my head. And I was the only survivor. I had a total of 3 people pass that day, including my brother, because the police, he wasn't following the police's commands that day, so he had to go. I was in the hospital for about, I would say, a month and a half. And the first half of that month, I was in the hospital at Sentara Virginia Beach General. And then the other half, I was in Sheltering Arms Rehab in Richmond. And I had to learn how to walk, talk, everything again. And then once I got out of there, I found Jamie. And then from there, Jamie helped me with things like, small things like trying to get disability, trying to get out of the house. I don't work right now, so we're trying to find jobs for me, and
I'm so sorry to hear of your
thank you.
Story, but you have a wonderful smile
in
character and glow around you.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet you and have you here on this show.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself and your involvement with Eggleston and some of the other people that you've met that are also with Eggleston.
Yes, so I have met Tess too. She is a part of Beacon House. I have the pleasure of actually meeting some of the members of Beacon House and got to be friends with some of them and get to know their stories too, and found out that I wasn't the only one who was dealing with stuff like that I was dealing with, like being in the house, not having a job, or just feeling alone. I realized that I wasn't alone. There was more of us out there, and that we can actually do things instead of sit there and think like, oh, I can't do this because I have a brain injury. I actually can do things. And Beacon House and Eggleston alone has shown me that I can do things.
Awesome. No, and I'm super excited that you can be here with us.
Yeah, me too. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and telling people about the brain injury services with Eggleston.
That
it seems to grow and grow every year. And as Ms. Tesselin mentioned earlier, there's the open house for the Beacon House on Thursday, March the 19th, where people can get involved and come check out Beacon House and see what it is, how they can get involved, how they can help or participate, you know, with themselves or their family members to get the services that they need.
Mm-hmm. And also, you guys mentioned a lot about how you can't always tell if someone has a brain injury just by looking at them. It's always it's mostly internal, you know, and like just like Jamie said, like just driving around, you don't know if we have a brain injury or not unless you talk to us, you know. And even like having a job and stuff, jobs don't always know how to like handle stuff like that with people with brain injuries. So like Eggleston alone helps us, and even helps the job that they're in show that we can do things and how to help us like navigate through that job. So
Yeah. No, that's super. That's awesome. And I love that Eggleston is doing that and helping support the community and help educate the community about individuals with those hidden brain injuries that, you know, the symptoms are just as unique as the individuals that have them. Mm-hmm. And that makes it even tougher for people to understand what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah, very special thing. Again, that's the brain injury services side of Eggleston, as well as the Beacon House. And people can find out more at EgglestonServices.org. EgglestonServices.org. I'm sure that there's more that we can mention, and we probably will before the end of this show, seeing that March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and Eggleston is your local source for contributing as well as getting those services and helping out the community in any way that you can. Again, EgglestonServices.org has all the information you might need. So exciting. I'm so glad that you guys are here.
Yes.
Jamie, Teslin, and Natira.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure I say it right.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
but,
sir.
I'm excited. I'm glad that you guys are here. And all things happening Eggleston this time of the season, I love it because there's open houses. There's we'll talk about the OK 5K coming up real soon. That's the 17th annual. But right now, I see on the drive around town that the Now I can't even think of the word. The white flowers with the five petals and they're invasive. It's the Bradford pears blooming all over Hampton Roads.
Bradford pears are coming up, right?
Yeah. Maybe I'll edit it and not sound as confused as I am. But tell me about the Eggleston Garden Center.
Sure.
And then we'll get to how that helps support Eggleston and the people with Eggleston.
That's terrific. Thanks, you, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie. Damien. let me talk about the Garden Center for a little bit. First and foremost, it's a very special place because we also support, hire, and train people with intellectual disabilities across the area. And when you come and buy things over at the Garden Center, you're supporting Eggleston's special mission. We're real proud of that. And right now is the exciting time of year to be involved in a Garden Center. We have all sorts of spring things that are springing all over the place. Right now, as of today, you can pick up your strawberry plants and get started on your strawberry planting. A lot of people are excited about that. We are full. You could start your own strawberry farm with a number of plants that we have right now over at the center. New items are coming in every week. You got to keep checking. We have seedlings coming in over the next week. We already have lots of leafy vegetables and things that are ready to plant. It's early in the season, so we've had some great warm weather over the past week, and next week it's going to be in the 40s. So welcome to Hampton Roads with the weather here, but it's going to keep coming up, and we're excited about it. We have all the things you need to start growing things: seeds, compost, mulch, fertilizers, soil conditioners, everything you can imagine. We also have bulk mulch. You can come out if you're trying to get your whole garden done. We can get that too. Bring your truck and we'll load you up.
Do you guys do the mulch delivering and spreading sometimes?
No.
Never mind. It's okay. But as you said, bring your pickup truck and use a shovel.
Or your trailer, and we'll be glad to do it. Glad to get you loaded up. I also want to mention that the Garden Center is going to have a big expansion of their house plants available. Okay. Right now we have some area dedicated to that. We're about to dedicate another over 400 square feet of space for house plants and all the items that you need to take care of those.
Including staff that'll tell you what to do for people like me who can kill anything.
Thank you, Kristen. That is exactly what's my next line. We have, it's real important to note that we've have several master gardeners that work there at the Eggleston Center, and those people know what they're doing, both indoor and outdoor plants. They are experts, and they can help you. They can pot plants for you. They can do what you. They can help you with what you need. They can answer your questions and get you moving in the right direction, both indoor and outdoor. We also have some new items of great yard signs. I think a lot of people like the evergreen mats that you have. Well, they have a new product. They now can put yard signs out there that are completely customizable. Those are coming in. We've got a few other new surprises coming in as far as decor. People are going to love it. And if you have trouble planting those things and you need some help, we also have a landscaping crew that'd be glad to come out and help you do that. And they will bring mulch and install it for you.
Oh, there we go.
A little different than delivering it and putting it in your driveway, but we will come out and install that mulch for you right after we get your gardens all cleaned up, sort of the last step.
Perfect.
And get things ready for spring and make your outdoor spaces look beautiful.
Exciting. Where is the Eggleston Garden Center?
Eggleston Garden Center is right there down the street from the Virginia Zoo on Lafayette Avenue, which is basically 38th and Granby, right across from Lafayette Park.
Yeah.
Lafayette.
I couldn't get the word, sorry. Lafayette Park. And we're excited to be there.
I love it. I love it. EgglestonServices.org. And is there a place where people can keep up with what's coming in, what's new, what vegetables they can expect in next week with the garden center?
You can go to the Eggleston Services website, and we are on there. You just got to find us on the website. We have all sorts of information there. We are also on Facebook and other social media outlets, so please look us up. We have information coming out all the time, and we can keep you updated on what's in, what's not in, what's available, and how soon it's going to come.
Great.
And the Garden Center, like Brain Injury, while yes, we do post about them on Eggleston's main social media platforms, they each have their own dedicated social media platforms as well. So don't just look for the Eggleston. Definitely follow us there, but also follow the Garden Center and follow the Brain Injury Services too.
Awesome. You can get the Beacon House, their social medias, the Brain Injury Services, the Garden Center. Is there one for the auto auction? We got to create a social media for the auto auction.
No, I can only handle with so many.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But there's always the master website, EgglestonServices.org. EgglestonServices.org. You can find out how to get involved in your community, how to donate to your community, and so much more. And before we go to this next break, are there any parting words with about the Garden Center?
Well, just real quick, I want to make sure that everybody understands that that is another outlet for Eggleston that employs people with disabilities. We have 8 people that are working there during all operating hours that can help you. 4 of those people are also master gardeners. They are experts in what we do, and we are excited to see you there.
Well, Brad, that's exciting. I'm super excited about the happenings there at the Garden Center with Eggleston, and implore everybody to check out the website and go pay a visit yourself right there to Lafayette Avenue, right past the Virginia Zoo, to the Eggleston Garden Center. And we're quickly running out of time here on this Ask the Expert show, and we haven't even talked about the event coming up that people should get so excited about, the OK 5K, 17th annual. Time flies.
It really does, and we're really excited. We hit the ground running this year. We got a little bit earlier start than we have in the past about promoting it. So we're already, we've already gotten several sponsors locked in. We're very grateful for them to get on board early. We've already got people signing up for both the 1 mile and the 5K. All the information is on our website, but just for those who are listening, it's going to be on June 13th at Virginia Wesleyan University. We kick off the 1 mile at 8 o'clock, and then the 5K is at 8:45. So, you know, come out early. It's always a great day. We have a completely paved course, so it's ideal for all abilities and mobilities. Whether you're looking for a nice leisurely stroll around the beautiful campus of, you know, Virginia Wesleyan, or you're looking to beat your personal record on the fastest time, we've got runners for all abilities. And the fact that it is a completely paved course, it is ideal for families with strollers, for wheelchair racers, for individuals pushing someone in an adaptive wheelchair. We have everything you could be looking for. So we're still time to sign up. Again, it's on June 13th, and we're still looking for sponsors. So if you want to get involved and support this great event, the proceeds from this event go towards helping adults with disabilities in the Hampton Roads area.
Awesome. So many ways to get involved with this big event. Mark your calendars. Well, when exactly is this OK 5K, the 17th annual?
Saturday, June 13th.
Okay. Mark your calendars. And if you can be a sponsor, get in now. Call, get in touch with Eggleston Services and Ms. Kristen that we're talking to, and we'll and then they'll take great care of you. I'm sure we'll talk more about the OK 5K and shows coming up, but don't wait, because that's
a we'll
big
definitely
event
that be grows. Back in May to talk okay. some more about it. But, you know, get on board now. The earlier you get in, the longer your name is seen along with all of our promotional materials. and that sort of thing. And if you're, you know, we're also looking for sponsors. Let's say you're not wanting, you don't want to participate, but you want to get involved. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for participants. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for cheerleaders. Come out and have a good time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we always have music out there. We'll have snacks. We'll have vendors. And this is actually something we're doing different. We're actually allowing companies and organizations to have vendor booths at the event this year. So if you're interested in that, again, let's check out our sponsorship options and, you know, come be there on that day.
Growing every year, the OK 5K, people get real excited about it, to be a participant in it, to be a sponsor in it, and a great way to be involved and to be visible in your community, whether you're a business, an organization, or whatnot. Contact Eggleston and get involved in the OK 5K. Mark your calendars for this year's event. Again, when is that?
June 13th.
June 13th. Don't miss it. Starting right there in the Virginia Wesleyan campus early in the morning. It's going to be a fabulous day. We're quickly running out of time on this Ask the Expert show. As I mentioned before, the time does fly. Are there any parting words you would like to leave us with?
Just always want to thank your listeners. They're always so good to us. And thank you, Damian, for always being such a great partner and helping us make sure that we can get this word out. If you ever have any questions about how you can get involved, whether it be sign up for the newsletter, make a donation, learn more about it. We have community leaders lunches on the third Thursday of every month. That's a great way to come learn a little bit more about Eggleston. Just reach out to the website, check out our social media, or just give us a call. You know, we're happy to talk to you about any way you want to get involved.
I love it. And everybody listening, remember to go to the website, EgglestonServices.org. EgglestonServices.org, as well as all of the individual social medias for the Beacon House, the Garden Center, the OK 5K. The list goes on. But again, EgglestonServices.org. We're out of time. Thank you so much for our wonderful guests for being here this hour. I'm Damian Hall with News Talk 790 WNIS.